somehow that man with his egotistic self always wants to take more credit than he needs. And Jesus, at the head of the church, never intended for all this stuff to transpire or go down or get in our way of thinking and hinder us from, these kind of things hinder our faith. And it makes some people look like they're about this tall. And hear this giant person, and we fall down and worship, so to speak, some people that never was intended. We have to worship God and God only. No man. When you receive a gift, you receive a gift with what? Gratitude, appreciation. Am I right? And the fivefold ministry gift is a gift to the body of Christ. What are they? A gift to the body of Christ. Not to hang titles on them and people fall down and worship. We have to worship God. And we have fought because I stand in one of the offices of the fivefold ministry gift. I have some kind of special deal with God. Not so. You have your place. There may be a special operation of a ministry, true. But as far as a person, I'm no different than you. Do y'all get that? That means you have a right to use that name. You have a right to pray. You have a right to receive from God just like anybody else. You have to honor and respect the anointing there, because if you don't, you can handle what you receive. But what I want you to get across to you this year, that every one of us have been anointed. And wherever you go, you have authority. You are in authority. No devil, no demon can rule you. That means wherever you are, you don't need this thing here to lay hands on the sick. You don't need this to preach Jesus. You are the church. We are the body. Wherever we go. And we need to know that name will work for you just like it will for me. That's why she was encouraging to get the book so you'll learn these things. It's true. Are you hearing me? It's true. But you got to get this inside of you. And you got to spend enough time with this. That's why we're going to confess and say until it become real. Because you think it won't work for you. You got to have somebody else. It's good to have somebody to agree with you because you increase your power flow. But you need to know, I don't care if I'm out here by myself. I am not by myself. Did you hear what I said? I am out here by myself, but I'm not by myself. Because see, Satan wants you to think, yeah, you out here by yourself. No, you lying dog, I'm not by myself. Then again, I call a lion dog. Sometimes that's not a good illustration of the way they treat dogs now. So, you get ready. The preaching that I do is going to be different. It's going to be deeper. It's going to require more of you. You're going to be challenged more. Amen. So we'll find out what you got in you. And just because you run off, it's not going to stop the power of God from working. I want you to stay. I want you to grow. It's so pleasing. It's so refreshing. To hear people when they're in a situation, what they did, how they stood, and the result they got. Because see, in a situation like we heard, they could have panicked, they could have fainted, they could have thrown their hands up, but they stood their ground. And God came through just like you said. And you got to get to the place. I said it, devil. Not God. I said it. I've been authorized. You stop what you're doing. What did Jesus tell? What did Jesus tell Brother Hagin? If you hadn't have done something about that, I couldn't. Huh? If you hadn't have done something about that, I couldn't. So it's time for you to do something about that. It's time for you to do something about your house, your car, your clothes, your family, your life, and stuff that the devil is doing in your life. It's time for you to do something about your witnesses, your witness to the and telling others about Jesus. It's time for you to do something about your prayer life. Did you hear what I said? It's time for you to shut him up. Don't you allow him to tell you nothing you can't do. When he tells you what you can't do, let that be fuel to show him. You just told me to pray. Amen. Amen. All right. We're about to go. Say this real bold. I'm a new creature. The old nature inside me has passed away. Behold, I have a new nature. That'll come inside me. I have the life of God on the inside of me. Right now. God, the Father, Jesus, the Son, and God, the Holy Ghost is living inside me. In my spirit. Right now. Present tense. What else do I need? I have God the Father. I have God the Son. I have God the Holy Ghost. What else do I need? What else do I need? See, he told you. By the way, stand up, Miss Wilma. Stand up. Back pain, you leave her now. In the name of Jesus. I say leave her now. Now do something. Now do something you couldn't do. You didn't hear me, did you? Do something you couldn't do. Go ahead. Don't be ashamed, because I'm telling you, now you need to shout and dance. Because, hallelujah. Hey! Listen to me. The more you yield, the more it's going to flow. The more you yield, because see, the devil trying to make you not to receive that big. It's no back pain is done in your life. I said they are done in your life. In the name of Jesus. It is so. It is so. It is so.